Hey everyone, this is Jordan from sleeklens.com and welcome to the latest episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. This one's going to be probably a shorter one, and I'm going to concentrate on one specific topic when it comes to video. There's been a lot of emails coming in, and I guess you guys are getting into more video, wondering what you can do to better your video. And one specific question that has come in multiple times is a frame rate question. So if you're not familiar what frame rate is when it comes to video, a lot of people actually mistake that for shutter speed. So let's take, you take your camera and you say your shutter speed is 1/60th of a second. Some people think your shutter speed when you're doing video should, you know, kind of correlates to 1/60th of a second or, 1/100th of a second or something like that. But shutter speed and frame rate are actually two different things. And I'm going to kind of talk about that in just a second, but, I really wanted to thank you guys who have sent in questions to me. You can actually, if you have questions right now, you can actually send them, to my email at jordan@sleeklens.com. It'll come directly to me and we can feature one of your questions as well. But this is a specific topic that I really wanted to cover because a lot of people were talking about video. And again, frame rate when it comes to video. So I really wanted to kind of get that out in the open. And instead of just, talking to everybody, replying to everybody the same question, might as well throw it on a podcast and get it all done with. So let's kind of talk about the frame rate thing. So when it comes to frame rate and shutter speed, I kind of want to, take that little myth or that little conversation and kind of dispel it a little bit. So one thing when people say shutter speed, what they're meaning, when you say shutter speed, what you're actually saying is how long is the shutter going to be open on your camera? And this is very important when it comes to setting your frame rate and your frame rate in your camera and the frame rate you're going to record at. So a shutter speed is basically how long your camera, your shutter is going to stay open. Now, when it comes to frame rate is how many frames per second will your camera record. So this is very important. So if you were to go in your camera and say that you want to record at 30 frames per second, just to make it easy, 30 frames per second, and you set your shutter speed to 1/30th, that's not recommended, but that's like the bare minimum you can go. And the reason for that is because you want your shutter speed to be double, or your frame rate when you record, you want it to be double whatever the set frame rate you're going to record at. So if you were going to record at 60 frames a second, then you want your shutter speed to be 120. If you want to record at 30 frames per second, then you need your shutter speed to be set to 1/60th. And the reason why is if you have, let's say you're recording at 1/60th of a second or a 60 shutter speed, 60 frames per second, you're recording at 60 frames per second and you set your shutter speed to 1/30th of a second, that means your shutter is going to stay open, way longer than it should to record, 60 frames per second. It can't do that. And it's going to duplicate frames to kind of make up that. And it's going to look very weird and very strange, very jittery, that kind of thing. So as a general rule, when it comes to recording video, go in your camera and in your menu settings, whatever camera you have, and select the shutter speed that you want to record that. And we're going to talk about the kind of differences between all the different kinds of shutter speed in just a second. But set the shutter speed you want to record at. And whatever that number is, if you record at 24, 25, 30, 60, whatever it is, 120, make sure you set your shutter speed on your camera when you're going into your manual settings and you're setting your aperture and ISO and everything else. Make sure that is set to double whatever your frame rate that you just set. That's going to give you the best results. It's going to actually give you an accurate shutter speed of what you chose. So you should be all good there. Now, if in low light situations you can't, then pretty much the bare minimum you can go is whatever you set your shutter speed or your frames per second to be. But if you need to bump your ISO a little bit up more to get more light in, do that. Lower your aperture, change the lenses, whatever you got to do. But try to make it double whatever your frame rate per second is. So now let's talk about the different kinds of frame rates, the popular ones out there. So we have 24 or 25 frames per second. We have 30 frames per second. We have 48 to 60 frames per second. We got 120 frames per second, and then we got 240 and so on and so on. Then you're getting into some of these crazy cameras that can record, you know, 10,000 frames a second. Most of you probably don't have those kinds of capabilities, so don't worry about it. I don't either. But let's go over those different frames per second. So 24 and 25 are kind of the basics, the standard frame rates that you would typically see in a lot of TV shows. You know, stuff like that. Some stuff that, you know, interviews that you might see are typically shot on either 25 or 24 or 25. It's kind of a cinematic look in a way. It gives you a little bit of motion blur if you have something that's a little bit fast moving. But typically, if you have something that's fast moving, you wouldn't be recording in those anyway. These are kind of typically, again, for, drama shows or something like that, or interviews, something where the subject is not really moving that much. It's kind of geared towards that. And that kind of goes into the 30 frames per second. That's also sort of like a production minimum that you might see. It does give you a tiny bit of motion blur, but not as much as 24 or 25. So if you really want a more cinematic look, a lot of people think that you have to up your shutter speed, but you really need, or up your frames per second, but you really need to kind of get in that area of 24, 25, depending on what your camera can record, or 30. Those are going to be really good, easy, give you a lot more light, a lot of chances to get more light in there, easy to set, and a very cinematic look. So kind of stick with those if you're in a situation where you're recording something that's not moving a lot. So now we're going into the higher portions of shutter speed, or frames per second. And that would be 48 frames per second or 60 frames per second. So a lot of cameras actually don't record at 48. It's kind of either 24, 30, and then 60. That's kind of the increments that it goes. Like on my camera, on my Sony camera, I actually can record 60 frames per second. And I usually record at that, because what I like to do if I'm recording 60 frames per second, I like to actually slow it down in post-production. So, this helps if you're hand holding your camera and you still want a little bit of smooth movement, which I'll talk about in just a second. If you slow it down, if you take 60 frames per second and slow it down, you're actually kind of recording at 30 frames per second with the slow motion footage. So some of that slow motion footage that you see of like birds taking off or something like that, it's shot at a faster shutter speed and slowed down, so where it doesn't look as jittery. You know, if you were to take something at 24 frames per second and try to slow it down by half, it's going to be very jittery and stuttery, and you don't want to, it's just not going to look good. So when you record at a higher frame per second and slow it down, you're still within that range of it looking very cinematic, very, very easy on the eyes video, and not jittery. So then you're getting into the higher frames per second. This is where you get into that slow motion photography or videography, and that is 120. If you were to slow that down by half, then obviously you're getting at 60 frames per second, and then you can even slow it down even more. You can bump that percentage all the way down to 24 frames per second and still have that nice smooth looking video. Everything's going to be in smooth slow motion. A lot of B-roll is shot that way, especially on YouTube channels out there. A lot of B-roll is shot very slow motion, and that's usually either 60 or 120, sometimes 240, but probably mostly around that 120 range. If you don't have a camera that can record in 60 or 120, depending on what kind of camera you have, you might want to check your settings, because maybe you're shooting in 4K and your camera can't record 4K at 60 frames per second. Maybe if you bump it down to 1080p, then you have more options to record at a higher frame rate. Some cameras do that. Actually, a lot of cameras do that. Like mine, I can't record 4K at 60 frames per second. If I want to do 60 frames per second or 120, I got to bump it down to 1080p. Not that big of a deal, but if you do have some limitation there, then just check your settings to see if you can go ahead and bump down your resolution to get more higher frame rate. So just to touch on one more thing when it comes to those higher frame rates I just mentioned a little bit, if you are having to handhold something and you don't have like a gimbal set up to where you get that really nice smooth footage, If it's something where, you know, maybe it's like a B-roll example, maybe you're just getting some people walking or something and you want it to be very smooth, make sure you set your camera basically to the highest frame rate you can. So even if you have to bump down the resolution, set it to 120. If you set your camera to 120 and then you slow it down in post to, you know, 60 frames per second or even 20 or 30 frames per second, you're going to have extremely smooth footage. So any of that bumpiness, that shakiness that you see is going to be smoothed out. Now, it won't be perfect. You might still have to put a little bit of stabilization in there, but for the most part, it'll be smoothed out. And it actually looks pretty good. Again, a lot of B-roll, a lot of videos, if shot on a high enough frame rate, are actually handheld. You can actually do that very, very easily with a higher frame rate. So use that to your advantage. If you're wanting to record something, bump it up to a higher frame rate, play with that and see what you need to do to kind of get that smooth footage. But obviously it doesn't match the quality of having a nice gimbal like the Ronin or something like that. But it is a very good way of kind of mimicking smooth footage is to use a higher frame rate and get those jitters smoothed out. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this quick podcast. I just wanted to get that question out because a lot of people have been hitting me up with questions about video. And I really do. I love photography, but I also love video as well. So if you have any questions, let me know. Jordan@sleeklens.com. And as always, thank you guys for joining me in this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one.